B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
4 o'clock hour of Mike Missinelli Show. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Check them out online at landispc.com. Well, tonight, you can come out and see the Fanatic Pro Show. Brian Westbrook, 6 to 7 at PJ's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. The Pro Show is presented by 19 Crimes Wine, the Tile Shop, and Rudder Roofing. And Brian Westbrook joins us, brought to us by Rudder Roofing, windows, siding, and decking. They will protect your house. Mr. Westbrook, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good, Mike. It's Victory Monday, despite, you know, some of the negative stuff. It's still a Victory Monday, and I'm excited about that.
Yes, it was a good win, and they did what they had to do, and they engineered a really impressive drive to salt this game away. But the weakness remains, and it was further weakened about 10 minutes ago with the news that Sean Jackson, done, has to have surgery. Your thoughts?
Well, it's disappointing. Deshaun, especially in the offseason, was our savior. He was the reason why we'd be able to stretch the field. He was the reason why we would be able to run the football. He was the reason why we were going to be successful on the offensive side of the ball. And you know, I think if you look at the last six, seven, eight games, you can probably say that without that ability to stretch the field against a better football team, it's going to be hard to win. And I think a lot of our hopes as far as postseason, not only burst, but to be able to go forward in the postseason and win some games in the postseason, certainly have been, you know, they're not as good without Deshaun Jackson on the football field, I'll tell you that.
All right, so did the front office really err in not adding a receiver to trading deadline, no matter what it would have cost them, and relying on the fact that Deshaun Jackson was going to come back and be 100% Deshaun Jackson?
Well, if I had a 32-year-old receiver that has been hurt for weeks at this point, 4 or 5 weeks, and we think he's going to be coming back, but I'm certainly monitoring his rehab and trying to get a great idea of what's going on, and I see him not being healthy, he didn't get the surgery, I'm absolutely, especially understanding that in the NFL, the window of opportunity is small and it closes very quickly, I'm definitely going to make the call and try to get some help at that position. There's no doubt about it. I think Emmanuel Sanders would have been helpful. You know, if you want to go Josh Gordon route, I don't know that that would have been as helpful, but I certainly would have been making calls around the league trying to pick up players right before the trade deadline. And I'm assuming how he did that, but he had to pull the trigger on it, and he didn't do that.
All right, let's look at the future and what can happen here. What's the very best that can happen? Because it looks like against good teams, they would need a more balanced attack. They're semi-one-dimensional now, and they can beat a team like the Bears, controlling the ball on the ground and playing good defense against a team that's not that great offensively. But where can they take it against the Patriots, Seattle, and, of course, the big game, Dallas, coming up late?
You know, unfortunately, I think you have to rely on Carson Wentz being special, and in order for that to happen, that means that Zach Ertz has to have a great game, and he's going to have to get some contributions from receivers that at this point we all have no confidence in. And, you know, those are very good football teams, as we already know, but our offense just isn't clicking on all cylinders. We don't have any deep threats. We don't have a bunch of threats outside of Zach Ertz and, I guess, Dallas Goedert to throw the football to on the outside, and that's a shame because we, you know, not that we're wasting Carson Wentz, because I think, you know, we will get some weapons in a year or two. But right now, at this point, you know, Carson Wentz can't help us as much as we need him to help us because our weapons on the outside just aren't getting it done.
All right, so, Brian, the best they can do offensively is the intermediate throw to Alshon, even though he didn't have a great game yesterday with the drops, the getting Miles Sanders in pass routes and getting Ertz and going to him often. That's the kind of the best they can do at this point, right?
I think that's the best that we can do. I also think that defense, nobody on this offense scares you. So I'm going to be playing, instead of my safeties being 12, 15 yards deep, I'm going to have them at 8 or 9 yards deep because I'm not worried about anybody beating us over the top. I'm not worried about us giving up explosive plays. Even if Nelson Aguilar is able to beat us over the top, I'm not concerned because there's a possibility that he doesn't catch the football. It's 50-50 chance of him catching the ball. And so, at this point, much easier, a lot easier for good defenses to be able to defend us. And if they have a quality offense, or even a decent offense, which each of the last two teams that we've played these last couple weeks don't have, I think it's going to be a lot easier for us to lose those football games.
All right. The other way you can combat it is your defense plays out of their mind. Now, do you believe this defense can be good enough to hold scores down where the limited amount of ways they can score points would be enough?
Well, I'll say this. I've seen a defensive line that's gotten healthier, that has played better. I think we have an active linebacker corps, you know, despite us not being the most talented guys at the linebacker corps. I think they're very active, and I think they get around the football. And I think our secondary has improved. I think Jalen Mills coming back and Darby and Maddox all coming back, that's going to help that secondary a bunch. And you combine the secondary as well as the D-line playing better, I think you have a chance. I'll say this. I don't know that they're going to be good enough in taking the ball away and presenting enough opportunity to overcome what the offense is lacking, which is playmakers. That's going to be the problem. And in order for us to win because of our defense, they're going to have to be great every single game. And it's just hard to do that type of thing every single game.
You're not feeling that good, Patriots-Seattle, right?
I think we got a chance to beat the Patriots, and I think we have a chance to beat
Seattle. All right, well, then there you go. That's the division.
That's a great – we have a great opportunity against both of those teams. I hate the fact that the Patriots lost yesterday, quite honestly.
Yeah,
but
good.
I think we have a chance against those teams. But, you know, we're going to have to play special. We got to play inspired football, and it's hard to get up, for those types of games. Not hard to get up. It's just hard to continue to play well against the better teams in our league with the lack of talent. It's just hard to win that way.
All right. Brian, have fun on the show tonight. We'll all be tuning in. The Fanatic Pro Show. Brian Westbrook, Devon, tonight, 6 to 7 at PJ's in Cherry Hill. And the Pro Show is presented by 19 Crimes Wine, the Tile Shop, and Rudder Roofing. Have a good one, bro. We'll talk to you.
Sounds great. Talk to you.
All right, yes. Brian Westbrook, tonight.